cessation of mental activities. Mr. Cohen, a resident disciple, was speaking of yoga methods. Maharishi remarked, Patanjali's first sutra is applicable to all systems of yoga. The aim is the cessation of mental activities. The methods differ. So long as there is effort made towards that goal, it is called yoga. The effort is the yoga. The cessation can be brought about in so many ways. One, by examining the mind itself. When the mind is examined, its activities cease automatically. This is the method of jnana. The pure mind is the self. Two, looking for the source of the mind is another method. The source may be said to be God or self or consciousness. Three, concentrating upon one thought to make all other thoughts disappear. Finally, that thought also disappears. And four, Hatha Yoga. All methods are one and the same in as much as they all tend to the same goal. It is necessary to be aware while controlling thoughts. Otherwise, it will lead to sleep. That awareness, the chief factor, is indicated by the fact of Patanjali emphasizing pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, even after pranayama. Pranayama makes the mind steady and suppresses thoughts. Then, why develop further? Because awareness then is the only necessary factor. Such states can be imitated by taking morphia, chloroform, etc. They do not lead to moksha because they lack awareness. Talks number 191.